You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Painful. Just
sorry, Will.
Painful.
It's too soon. It's too fresh.
It's too fresh. It's too soon. And yet we have another episode of the El Huddle podcast where we amplify and highlight all those great Latino voices that make the NFL, the entertainment world, and beyond go. Hola, ¿qué tal? What's good, familia? This is the El Huddle podcast. Will Selva alongside my hermana. My prima, hermana, MJ Acosta Ruiz, who's been racking up some serious frequent flyer miles. Went from hotel the Pro points. Bowl games.
Yeah,
you're getting the hotel points as well to the Super Bowl. It has been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, I don't even know. I didn't realize we were halfway through February. It was January. The last time I was in here and when I left my house, it's been a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm shocked I have a voice today.
Yeah.
I spoke to no one yet, Monday. Yes, yesterday.
Okay.
After the Super Bowl. But man, what a ride.
Yeah. Like,
we're so
Your
lucky.
Your seventh Super Bowl too, right?
Yeah, if I'm counting right. Minnesota was the very first one. Like, I've covered them, but I've never before that wasn't able to attend the actual game. So it's a tremendous, tremendous blessing to say that I've been to that many. Like, that's
great.
Crazy ride.
I've been to two.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 40 and 41. Mm. So the one in Detroit.
Oof.
When the big storyline was Jerome Bettis.
Mm-hmm.
And then
before the stadium was enclosed.
Well, that was at Ford Field.
Yeah,
that was all good. That was like practically brand new.
Wow. And then, right. When I'm
back. Yeah. And then the other one was obviously the Super Bowl that Peyton Manning won,
mm-hmm,
with the Colts.
Nice.
And Devin Hester, who just got inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is crazy. And of course, Prince playing that incredible concert. And I remember it pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there and he's singing Purple Rain. And we were there in our media
just
section,
like he drew
watching
it up. Yeah.
And just saying, wow, this is amazing. And this guy is going to get electrocuted playing the electric guitar.
Not him.
Not him.
Mm-hmm.
Not him. Not even fazed by it. So
incredible.
Either way, glad he had a chance to experience the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How did you think Las Vegas was as a host?
Look, if it's one thing Vegas knows how to do is host a party.
Yeah, that
okay?
They do.
An 8-day party for us. You know what? I think it was our buddy Steve Trevino who said it. Like, you can't go to a Latino party because it's like 4 a.m. and it's still going. That's what it felt
That's
like
right.
in Vegas, except for 8 days straight.
Yeah.
And we weren't even out in these streets like that. Well, like we really weren't. It's just like the week is so long. There's so much to do. You have 6, 7, 8 events in a day plus work. And you don't want to miss anything. And it's like such a reunion of everybody in media all together, all of the players and just folks across the landscape are there. There's celebrities. I saw our buddies, Cristo Fernandez and Anthony Ramos. Yeah. I'll talk about that party later. That was a party.
Okay.
It was a dinner, but it turned into a party because of all the Latinos that were there. It's just awesome. Like, you know, you're not going to really sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm getting too old for that.
All I know is that I get this text message from my buddy.
From your buddy. Yes.
Al Madrigal.
He's the best.
Who took a selfie that was with
you. The aforementioned dinner that I was talking about.
That was Saturday night, right?
Yes. And it wasn't a dinner. It was literally called La Cena. And it's all La put Cena. Together for Latinos in media and entertainment and sports to just come together. And Cristo Fernandez and Lex, who's part of Neon 16, he's huge in the reggaeton and Latin music space. Mm-hmm. The three of us, alongside Marisa Solis, who of course is over at the NFL League office, we were all hosting the evening. I was just supposed to be going. Attending,
but they and roped you. They pulled, into
they're like,
doing
"Hey, by
it?
The way, you're now hosting." And I was like, "Cool, cool, 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 cool. Sounds great."
Wait, fantastic. So was Al hosting this thing, or Al was attending?
Al was attending. He was sitting right across from me.
Okay,
at
was
the
he
table.
Heckling you, or was he being cool?
No, he was super cool. He was the best. And then he's like, "And love I don't know Al. Why we've talked about Al a bajillion times on this podcast."
Yes.
And it didn't click for until he's like, "Well, my buddy Will." I was like, "Oh my god, yes, of course." Mind you, I have to remind you guys, this was now day 7. In Vegas. So I barely knew what day it was.
Well, Vegas is a 48-hour thing.
You know, my max is 36.
So everybody hits it hard. Oh right when God, they get there, then they feel bad. They're it's by the pool, much. Then they ramp it back up again, and then you're ready to
pool.
Go.
First of all, it was Ford in the 40s.
Yeah, that's crazy.
High 30s. Raining for half the week.
Yeah.
I think somebody texted me at some point in the week and said, I hope we're not melting in the Vegas sun. I would love to melt right now.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes. I would love
it's crazy because it's the desert, right? Because the desert has extreme heat or
extreme cold. We were freezing cold. But it was really, really cool.
It was
cool,
such
man.
A quick, it was such a kick to get that text though. It's like, yes.
He's like, we got to take a picture. I'm like, immediately.
You know what was then crazy? So then I got the next day, so Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. I get another text from him, and he took a selfie with my brother that was there.
Your brother was at the Super Bowl?
Yes, two of my brothers were there, and Al took a photo with one of them, and it's like, I swear
Al was
to
your
you,
proxy.
Al
was your proxy for this.
You know,
Super Bowl,
well,
sure.
That's, Al's the best. So happy for his success and what he's done. We do need to get him on the podcast. It feels like...
We failed in that aspect.
Yes, no, but I fail. I mean, part of it is like, asking him is like...
No, now he's in. Now he's in.
Okay, so now he's got to do this thing. Well, hopefully he'll want to come on and talk football, but something tells me he may not want to do it right away. He's going to need his space.
Not.
He's going to need his
some healing time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Niners fan. I know our
tough.
Buddy, my buddy Ben.
Yeah.
His son was very upset. He's a big
He was crying. He was just like, I just want to see them win one.
I know.
It's like they haven't won one. And he was feeling so good about it.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a Super Bowl party. Majority were rooting for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Even had a quick cornhole tournament. And it was funny because he was going up against my wife, Jen, just the two of them. It's like everybody's paired up. And he throws it up real high. He turns around and he points to her like this. It goes right in the hole.
Didn't even, no luck?
And everybody's like, oh!
Okay. So Ben was feeling himself going into
He was. So he was feeling good. And then just you fast forward a few hours later, crying and was not happy. And I felt bad for him. I mean, that was very, very rough. You know, it's one of those things we cover the sport and we obviously remain impartial.
Yeah.
But the whole reason why we got into this is because we were fans.
Of course.
And there's the human element. We've had friends of the pod, you know, be involved like Kittle and Federico, you know, I mean, like we've had people on and it just to see them control that game for a majority of the time. but then it was death by paper cuts with so many mistakes.
Yes, and it was the quote unquote little things that are never little things.
No, right? Well, they get amplified, yeah, right, in this kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And then the muffed punt as well. Oh, and then the blown blocking assignment when Chris Jones goes through, yep, and that's 3rd and 4, and then they decide to kick the field goal in overtime. There's ambiguity about the overtime rules, then abandoning the run where it seemed like they were gashing the Chiefs.
You can hear Tony Romo say it over and over again. Get it back to McCaffrey. Stick to the run. That's what works. And I don't know.
No, he was saying, oh, Jim, I would get it to McCaffrey.
I don't know why Jim. Romo gets such a bad. I like him in the booth.
Well,
I
just
do.
Because he would always predict the plays.
I get it. But I think he's, I don't know. I enjoy it.
You know, but either way, though, he was, yes, he was saying what was correct.
Yeah.
To give the ball to your star playmaker in a sea of stars, right?
Yeah, no question. So
I think that was just hard to watch. And then to see that they were blitzing more and to blitz somebody like Patrick Mahomes, like giving chum to a shark.
It doesn't faze him whatsoever. No. Quite frankly, it does the opposite. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It only emboldens him more to get creative, to go to his guys, to do what he's got to do. It's tough, especially when you going back to the mistakes, the errors, the small things you cannot, we all know, and this is proof of concept. You can't give the Chiefs a centimeter, nothing, a blade of grass. They're going to exploit it and they're going to make sure that they get the dub. And it was tough to watch because all other things considered, the Niners went out there, man, and they played their hearts out. We knew it was going to be physical. Mm-hmm. We knew it was going to be a really gritty game. I was talking to the guys at opening night. I was able to co-host the opening night ceremonies with our Scott Hansen
and
Scholes, who, by the way, all our Raiders fans, Sibley's the in-game host for the Raiders throughout the year. So that was her home stadium.
Oh, nice.
She walked us through everything. She's amazing. It was awesome. Like, and I remember talking to the guys there. I saw Fred from afar because he was at a podium, of course. So we're roving around, sort of also trying to pull guys to go up on the Jumbotron, just like all the other members of the media from all over the world there. So it's a really interesting night. And I saw Fred from afar. He was at a podium and he just sort of like, hey, what's up, Edmond? Yeah. I was talking to our girl, Sydney, who, by the way, is 37 weeks pregnant.
Is she really?
Yes. Wow. She is
so
almost,
pop.
Baby Warner is almost here. Okay. Yeah, yeah. In a few weeks, God willing, he will be here.
Do they know if it's going to be a boy or a
boy.
Girl? Oh, wow. A boy. Another Federico in this
another
world.
Another little Fred.
You wonder if it's going to be a junior.
I know. They haven't said the name yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to her about it. But I was like, well, Ms. Check, are you doing all right? Yeah. Haven't been able to talk to her since. I was like, I need to give him a minute.
Yeah.
I need to give him a minute because I can't imagine what's going through his mind. But I remember watching him that night come in all business. And that's the night where they can really let loose a little bit more, be a little bit more chill, right? Because they haven't really gotten into to the prep and the hardcore stuff of the week yet. It's supposed to be the real celebratory night for both of the teams to come together. And he was just stone-faced.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not with us, obviously, but like you could just tell. And when you saw him on the sideline Super Bowl Sunday, he was there for that last Super Bowl that they lost against the Chiefs in Miami, right? And so I think of those guys, and it's rough. But then on the other side of stuff, I was talking to the Chiefs players as well. Mecole Hardman, who came off the stage, immediately remembered me and was like, yeah, let's go, let's chat. And he's a younger guy in the NFL.
And
who
he was
has,
a Jet.
Yes.
Let's not forget
who has
that.
Been able to go to so many Super Bowls now with the Chiefs. So it's been really interesting just to see that trajectory. And then for Mecole to get the game winner in overtime, like his arc as well, because he went through some struggles last season.
Yeah.
Too. Remember, he got really emotional, missing a play and things like that on the sideline. So it's always really, for us, it's so different because you start to build this rapport from guys from all around the league. Mm-hmm. So you start to root for them and for their happiness and for like their successes.
Sure.
So I'm happy for the guys on the Chiefs who won. And then I'm heartbroken for our guys on the Niners that lost. And then the fan bases as well. It gets tougher and tougher every year, you know?
It does. And now Shanahan is getting that reputation, right? That he can't win when they are up 10 points.
Yeah, because this isn't just about his trajectory on the Niners.
Yeah, yeah.
That, and that, you know, Atlanta one is also a
yeah, and that's
him.
When he was the offensive coordinator, but he has his fingerprints on everything.
Mm-hmm.
with this organization. So you wonder what they are going to do.
Yeah.
It feels like there is going to be some sort of change, maybe on his coaching staff.
Yeah, I think the staff.
I don't know what that's going
sure.
to be. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be on the defensive side of things. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like with Steve Wilks there, he was coming into a situation where the philosophies and schemes were in place. Mm-hmm. And it's different than when you go to a new place and you're installing
right.
your system.
Mm-hmm.
And correct. It just seemed to never quite get going the way that they expected it to,
yeah.
where he was up in the booth,
yeah.
and then he decided to be out on the field,
yeah.
And then they had the 3-game losing streak. So I'm not saying that change is going to happen on the defensive side. It just feels like something has to happen here. And it's just like with
no
Shanahan, he it's not the end of the world because their Hall of Fame coaches, Don Coryell,
sure.
the Chargers when he
yeah.
was with San Diego,
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Marv Levy, mm-hmm. 4 straight Super Bowls with the Bills, never won it.
Yeah.
But something needs to change, and what that change is,
yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's just his late game planning. Again, like abandoning.
Well, we were talking about him jumping in to change the call when he didn't like the look that he was getting from the
yes.
defense.
Yes.
Which was an interesting moment.
Yes. And that's
calling the timeout.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what gives me that just vibe or
sure.
or just feeling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. We know how much the organization and the Yorks love Shanahan, and moreover the Shanahan-Lynch combination. And I mean, the players that they have brought in and how they have rebuilt this team and what they have established there. But until you really get over the hump
mm-hmm.
and you bring home another Lombardi, the history books sort of eradicate that.
Yeah, and then you have in his peers, you know, like say Sean McVay, you know, like they've been able to
right.
close it out.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so this is kind of the vexing problem.
There's a missing link
yes.
there, and they got to figure it out.
He's like a sí, pero, a yeah, but
mm-hmm.
great with the X's and O's, but
mm-hmm.
there. And that's the part that he needs to eliminate.
Yeah. Over on the Chiefs though. Wow. We have to give credit where credit is due, because I remember in overtime, the moment that they got the ball, I was like, well, my friends,
it's over. It's a wrap.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is a wrap. And the Chiefs have done it once again, even with all the drama and Kelsey getting mad at Andy Reid and all of that stuff. They have cemented themselves as what is a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and poised now, because I think year after year, and we talk about missing links over on the Niners side, there's just something there that hasn't quite come together in totality the way they needed to close it out. But the Chiefs have been able to make things happen, even with turnover, even with big name stars leaving year after year.
Mm-hmm.
So credit to Andy Reid, credit to the incredible players that are on there, even the young guys who really step it up. Do you think that they'd be able to three-peat this thing?
I think it's certainly possible.
Yeah.
And I do think that he can win 7 Super Bowls. I do,
yeah.
because this was
yeah.
the year where they seemed the most quote-unquote vulnerable,
correct.
Right? Because the
yeah.
offense
yeah.
wasn't as dynamic as we've seen in other years. Kelsey was largely
mm-hmm.
absent
yeah.
for most of the season.
Sure.
And to see what Andy Reid has done with that offense, and yet Patrick Mahomes, he can run the ball, and you see like how dangerous he is
yeah.
when he does decide to run. He doesn't do it a lot, but boy, when he does it,
he's intentional about
He's intentional, and he just makes things just miserable for opposing defenses.
No
so
question.
What we are seeing is greatness
mm-hmm.
to the Shanahan side of it. Kind of just going back to it in the 49ers, you can say, you know, listen, you were beaten by Patrick Mahomes twice, who is
right.
being compared to Tom
correct.
Brady.
It's not right. It's not
so,
nothing.
Right?
It's
so
not
so
nothing.
It's not like
yeah.
it's just some
yeah.
random guy, like, you know, no offense to it, like a Trent Dilfer who won a Super Bowl for the Ravens, or you know what I mean, Brad Johnson
sure,
of the,
sure, sure.
Of the
yeah,
Bucks.
No.
This is a legit future Hall of Famer,
no question.
And he's not even 30 yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No, what Kansas City has done is incredibly impressive,
yeah.
and I do think that you know, everybody else is on notice if they haven't been already.
Everybody
like
knows.
Lamar, you got to step up. Josh Allen, you got to step up. Tua, you got to step up. You know, now
Lamar, our MVP, which we will talk about honors in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when do we want to touch upon? Should we take a break?
Let's take a little break. Then, Let's reset.
Yeah. So why don't we reset a little bit more of the Al Huddle podcast? By the way, my mom was saying about Patrick Mahomes. Oh, ¿cómo te parece, Patrick Mahomes? No lo resisto.
No lo resisto. Anyway, mommy.
Yeah, my mom's sake. Either way, more of the Al Huddle podcast. We'll get into the NFL honors and all that good stuff, and something that I did as well that I don't think you're aware of. I did. That's on the other side.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That was one of the great moments. You saw that chin to pocket?
Yeah.
Straight to the end zone.
Man. I mean, I thought that if things were going the 49ers way and they had won, I thought that Juwan Jennings was
okay, go Juwan Jennings. I love
MVP,
that for him.
Right?
I don't think they would have given him them. But
you don't think though?
Oh, of the game, maybe.
You know, he's pretty impactful.
Very, extremely impactful.
Yeah.
In many different ways.
Listen, and Christian McCaffrey, when he was running the ball, he was impactful. He was at NFL Honors where you were, which, by the way, I was watching you and Colleen, both of you, besides being incredibly talented and knowing the two of you, you guys look stunning.
Thank you.
It's absolutely gorgeous, both of you.
Can I tell you a really funny story about Colleen and I for this honors? I'm glad you thought we looked great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Because we almost ended up looking like twins.
Oh, why? Because of
we pulled
dresses?
The exact same dress. The black dress that Colleen was wearing.
You're saying so there were two of them or there was one and you both were grabbing?
No. We each bought the same dress. And our girl Cynthia Freeland was the one who saved our butts.
Okay, so were you wearing something from Cynthia Freeland? Or
no. We found out with enough time. We found out on Championship Sunday. When the Lions were playing, I called Cynthia for a wellness check to make sure she was okay watching her team. And she was like, okay, just distract me for a minute. It was halftime. She's like, what are you wearing to honors? I described to her the dress and she like goes pale. And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm pretty sure that's the same dress Colleen bought. And I was like, we're adding Colleen to this call right now. So I call Colleen. Colleen doesn't answer me. She calls me later and she's like, you're kidding. You're joking. Mind you, this is now Sunday before Pro Bowl starts. I'm leaving Wednesday. So that gives me 2.5 days to find a gown.
You have to do the pre-plan.
We had each bought this dress back in December, yeah. Right? Like, duh. But like, what are the freaking odds? So the plan was, okay, we'll each go effort. Whoever finds an alternate first, like, we'll just let the other one know, right? So we're both scrambling. Thankfully, I like sent out the bat signal. Atelier Indigo was the dress I ended up wearing. Shout out to them. Tremendous. One of our stylists helped us out and I was able to get the dress within a day.
Wow.
Within a day. But yeah, if not, like, we might just have leaned into it. Like, this is now the official NFL honors red carpet. Oh, of course. Had we not known... And thank God we're all friends and of course all we talk, but it was also a reminder to all of us, like, we need to communicate better about these things. And of course, Colleen and I were paired together.
Yes.
On the red carpet. That's the best. So it's not like, oh, I was on this side. Like, we were the tag team that we were cracking. But, you know,
you knew there would be like a split screen of the 100%. Two of you, even if you were
laughed
somewhere else.
So hard. Like, we cut it. Thank God we're like besties essentially here, but yeah. Yeah.
Could have, you guys, almost, I wish you would have, though, just for
low key. Kicks and giggles, I wish it almost actually had happened. Like, had we just shown up,
yeah,
in, like, the same freaking dress. I can't. Well,
so how yes, was it then?
Behind the scenes of that, it was awesome. This was the first time both Colleen and I had worked the NFL Honors red carpet show here for the network. So
okay.
I had worked. Fun fact: the early years of my career started off in entertainment as well. So I've covered a ton of red carpets before. Colleen had never. And I was like, girl, if anybody's going to be fine, it's you. Like,
yeah, right.
Don't you worry. Well, if you've done inside training camp, you can do a red carpet. Yeah, like, this is a non-issue. So we just had so much fun. And our position on the red carpet was the very last one before you entered the theater. We're literally at the theater doors. So everyone
has to pass
by in front of us.
There's like no choice.
There's no choice. So even if like we weren't interviewing someone, we got to see everyone pass through. All of the celebrities, Ali Reisman, Olympic gold medalist, came over. She's like, oh my God, I love your dress. I was like, I love you.
Yeah.
Ali Reisman, gymnast.
Yeah.
USA, let's go. Unbelievable. Issa Rae, who, by the way, I met earlier in the week. So much happened, you guys.
Yeah.
So much happened this week. She looked incredible. I mean, there was just folks like floating around, running around, and all of our media friends, of course, too. We were really excited to see. And all of the players. By the way, Micah Parsons was in chancletas. You guys saw that.
Yes. And
in just, chancletas. Right.
Again, so what was his reasoning?
He said comfort first.
Okay.
He said comfort first. Love it. His feet were hurting. He said,
He's a different cat. I love Micah a lot because he just seems to embrace dude. Who and yeah, what he is. He
unapologetically is going to do
what
he
has his own style and flair, and I love it.
You know what I've noticed about Micah, too? Almost every time that I've seen him off the field, he's eating a snack. He's always got a snack.
What does he normally eat?
Last year at Radio Row, he was eating, I think, Cheetos or something. So I was like, you got a little smuts right there. great. He's like, oh, my bad. But he's very down to earth. Like, yeah, he's like, I was hungry. Like, I get that. I have snacks in my purse at every turn, whether it's galletitas or whatever.
He's a pretty tall guy. Yeah. And knowing you are taller than Colleen.
I am taller. Yes. Many people are taller than Colleen. God bless her. She's itty bitty.
Yeah.
She's a little Polly Pocket. Love her so much. Our little figure skater. You guys knew she was a figure skater, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So that was honors. Then earlier in the week, myself and Cam Jordan, our buddy Cam.
Yeah, Cam's awesome. Great.
Interviewed Reba McEntire and Andra Day and Post Malone. And it was such a cool experience ahead of them, you know, hitting the field for pregame performances. Mm-hmm. What a great group.
Yeah.
What a great group. I mean, last year with Chris Stapleton and Shirley Ralph and Babyface was epic. And like, it's just every year we just get really cool people on the stage. But like, Reba walked in and I was like, do I curtsy? Like, I don't. don't know what I'm supposed to do.
She's like royalty, right?
Correct. Yeah. It took everything in me, and I won't sing it because I don't know if we have the rights to this, Randy, from her theme song. I'm trying to save you. It took everything in me not to sing the song, but she could not have been kinder. She what? And I noticed like the little things in folks, because this is how I conduct myself, and I know you do the same thing, Will. She came in, and the first people she went through was to the crew and introduced herself to the crew and shook everybody's hand. Like that, she's just classy. Yeah. She's just a class act. Every 100 Day could not have been sweeter and more gorgeous. And Post Malone is a sweetheart. Yeah,
so I was going to ask you, so how is he like?
He's so nice.
He seems like he's very unassuming. Is that?
Very unassuming. And like he's like a Southern gentleman. Like he was like, yes, ma'am, so nice to meet you. I was one yes, ma'am away from being like, all right now. That's enough with the ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Not that old.
Talented. I mean, he's done like Nirvana covers. He's done country.
True musician,
can do
for sure.
Anything,
for
any sure, genre. Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, that guy's top notch. And he also has done a collaboration with Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Too, like on her new album that's going to be coming
out.
He's
everywhere.
Soon.
And rightfully so. And, like one thing we noticed was like, wow, he's really tall. He's very, very thin
tall
now. Because he and Cam Jordan were chopping up. He's not as tall as Cam because Cam is gigantic, but he's up there. He's probably like 6'1", 6'2".
Cam seems like he's such a big teddy bear.
Cam is the best.
Talking to him and meeting him when we had a Super Bowl show here.
You know, he's our fellow podcast co-worker here at the NFL.
Yeah. And he's always been, you know, friend of, NFL Network, Good Morning Football.
And says, Will, that we need to cross promote because he hosts it by himself and he gets really lonely. And I said, whenever you want to
do
a co podcast thing,
let's do it.
Say less.
Let's teach him some Spanish too.
He's in.
You're
right. You know, he spent most of the summer with his family in Spain so that the kids could learn a little bit of Spanish.
Okay, let's make this happen here.
100%.
Let us make this happen, people.
Yes. One of the other highlights were, and you probably saw them on the red carpet too, the Latino youth honorees.
Yes.
And they are tremendous kids. I got to host a executive session with them, and we brought in folks from the NFL league office just to show them different pathways. But one young man is on his way waiting for his acceptance letter from MIT.
Yeah, amazing.
His backup school is Stanford. Like, are you kidding me with this? And the young ladies are, most of them play either tackle or flag football. And they're just such an impressive group of kids. Mm-hmm. I was like, look, I'm your Theo now. So when you guys are running like Fortune 500 companies, like when you're like the next commissioner of the league, like don't forget about me. I just want an interview. Hire me as a consultant. It's fine. We're here to help.
And Primo over here.
And Primo and Primo Will. It's a combo. It's a package deal.
All right.
But they were phenomenal. Just phenomenal. And this is like a weird fun fact. But along with flag, breakdancing is now also in the Olympics for LA 28.
Did I know? I don't even know if I knew that.
I don't know if anyone is familiar. Like my breakdancing hip hop heads might know a man by the name of Crazy Legs, who's from New York. He's Puerto Rican. One of like the biggest names in breakdancing.
So, but
like
did he start breakdancing?
No, he didn't start, but he was like one of like the big names that came out of like the breakdancing movement and all of that stuff. So he was there supporting the kids. He works a lot with the Hispanic Heritage Fund. So it was really cool. It gave me a lot of hope for the next generation.
I know.
But are they Gen Z? If you're 17 now, are you Gen Z or is that the next whatever?
I think they have to be the next.
The next iteation of whatever.
Yeah, whatever that
20
is.
20 years. Or they might be at the cusp, whatever. Yeah. We give Gen Z a lot of crap sometimes.
Right.
But man, they're really, really
That's
impressive.
Great. And it was fun seeing Deanna there, Flores, who
friend
of the podcast. And you know that she was doing TV work for Univision.
Yeah,
too.
She was.
So
she crushed it.
Yeah.
She was
really
at La Cena and we had to kept telling her, go to bed, Deanna, because her call time was 6:30 in the morning.
It's amazing how
she didn't
want to
leave.
How her life is
no
transformed, and she's become this role model. Mm-hmm. And
I was with her at Pro Bowl too, so she's another one that did like Pro Bowl to Super Bowl. Was there the whole game? Worked
That's
the game.
Awesome.
She's crushing it. I'm so proud of her. So happy for her. And I'd be remiss if not to mention a rock star from the 49ers team. Someone most of you don't see, but is absolutely on the field the entire game. Serena Soriano, who is their senior producer and cinematographer out there. I got this great shot of her when I was rewatching the game at home, like right before the coin toss. She's out there with her big old camera, just like front and center, right next to the lead referee. And I was like, look at our girl go.
Embrace the grind, she's doing it.
She's one of the few Latinas out there doing cinematography for the NFL and just crushing it behind the scenes. So all of the content, if you're a Niners fan, she plays a huge role in what you see and a huge role role in really focusing and lifting up the Latino fan base too. So she was at La Cena too. She got invited, as she should, because she's crushing
everybody
it.
Was there except me.
I know. Well, it's very upsetting.
I needed to be there.
We were actually talking about this, Al and I, that we have to start a petition for 2025.
Oh, for me to go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're calling it the Will Selva Initiative.
All right.
Working title.
But is it going to be like a GoFundMe page? Or
not a GoFundMe, just a petition, because we can get you there. We can get you there. We got you. Just to make sure that you are present, because this is just unacceptable at this point.
Well, I would love to be there, obviously, and to hear all your experiences. So cool. So proud of you. You look good out there, just in your element, interviewing players. I obviously saw you at the Pro Bowl games too. So that brings us, I think, to Ipunto.
Yeah.
And your Ipunto is what?
My Ipunto is you can't let Latinos get together too often, because this is what happens. I'm gonna put this down.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh! We love this! Uh-huh. And then I'll just like throw this in. Okay.
What Victor said is, we'll be here all day, 100%. Can confirm, at first I didn't know if it was just he just knew the two-step in the end zone.
No, he
can
confirm, knew more.
Victor Cruz.
You have to know more.
Absolutely,
can, right?
Dan Salsa.
Because that's his signature.
He crushed it.
Right.
I was very excited that. I love that for us. Colleen was like, you're teaching me immediately. So she's in. She's all in it. But yeah, it was a party for us. It was a party. It was a reunion.
That's great.
The producers were all in. From the red carpet show, Jeremy and Mossy said, "What? Let's go."
Yeah,
he's down. Jeremy. I knew Victor wasn't going to say no either.
No,
to the salsa. So
no,
fun time. One of the highlights of my week, for sure.
For sure, for sure. So my punto is this. So you know those Disney commercials?
Oh my God.
Of you just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do?
Oh
next?
Yes.
I'm going to Disney World. I'm going to Disneyland. Well, they had never done the commercial in Spanish. So I had a chance to do the first commercial in Spanish.
What?
I voiced
Will?
It. Yeah.
That's huge.
And so it aired. It aired. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
So it aired in, it's airing in Mexico, and it's airing on all the Spanish channels in the U.S.
That's massive.
It I'm is.
So, wow.
Yeah. I still can't believe it either. It is an incredible honor. Oh. Just this kid, Nicaraguan kid in San Francisco.
My
to be able to do that. Like, I remember watching it. I mean, it's been going on for 37 years on the English side,
right?
But they've never done it on the Spanish side.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first year that they did it. And I just remember when they reached out, I honestly thought like it was like a phishing, scamming.
Right.
And I was so...
Subscribe. I did not sign up for this
list. I was like, block.
Right.
You know? And so, because I was thinking, it's like, how did this come about or whatever? And so they reached out. Yeah. And, but they reached out and I was just amazed and did it. And I remember before I did the recording, they said, hey, not to put any pressure on you, but this is historic. Because you're the first one to do it. And so...
Right, you are.
So
I know that's right.
Hopefully, I'll get a chance to do it for as long as Mark Champion, who does it on the English side. It just was an amazing experience.
Oh, residuals, not... baby. They can just use that. Just send them that check.
Yeah, well, I mean...
send those mouse ear checks. That's all we can do. Well, that is incredible. I love that.
You kept
that close to the vest, too, because I had no... I know you're embargoed and DAs. We can't really.
Yeah, but it's also too. It's just like it's tough. It's like everybody's just like, ah, you gotta throw it out there. You gotta throw it out there. It's like
it's a big
I don't know.
Deal, man.
I just like I always sometimes feel a little weird if I do or I don't.
No.
It's like nah. It's like this is like a big thing for
it's
me.
For,
this was
and it's for our community.
It
like,
is.
That's incredible. Well,
it
I'm
is.
So happy
so,
for you.
So I just felt like, gosh, hopefully that's. Like another kind of like a trailblazing thing that I'll be able to. So
that's a big punto, man. Wow.
Yeah, that's my
love
punto.
It for
Thank
us,
you,
Will.
Everybody. Thank you.
All right. And now we turn the page to the combine.
Yeah.
Just when you guys thought we were going to get a break.
No.
Incorrect.
Hell no.
If you've been following along, the season doesn't end for us.
No, because, but listen, we've got free agency.
We got a lot
to
do.
Pro days.
We got a lot to
combine.
Do.
We got the draft. And who knows what's going to happen with the Bears and that first overall pick.
I know. It gets
and
real
Justin
spicy.
Fields.
Yep.
They supposedly want a haul for that pick. So
as they should.
As they should. Yeah. So there's going to be some drama around that.
And someone will pay it.
Yeah. And like the Commanders now have Cliff Kingsbury as the OC. Mm-hmm. So you know, who are they going to pick? And then the Patriots. And those teams have a lot of cap space.
Yep.
New coaches. It's exciting. So there's plenty more ahead.
I love that. All right, my friends. Well, that officially concludes the 2023-2024 season, but it does not conclude this podcast. Please make sure that you continue to follow us because we're going to be sprinkled in all throughout now the quote-unquote off season. I call it our season plus, right? Like NFL plus, breather. Our season plus. Yeah. There's a lot more to come with Combine, free agency, and the draft, of course, which is our off season Super Bowl.
That's right.
So make sure you like, subscribe, share it on social, continue to follow Will and I. We can't abandon you.
Yeah.
We can't because now we're familia, right?
Will? Nunca. Nunca. Thank you for listening. And prima hermana. Glad you had safe travels. Glad we had this chat.
Me too.
As we do every single week. This is the El Huddle Podcast. Adios.
Adios.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.